post-match interview.
Time to go downstairs inside the Cats camp. Thanks to the drain man. Blocked drains cleared fast. Jason Doherty with one of the vanquished Cats, Jason.
Yes, thanks, Tom. I've got Max Holmes down here in the rooms. Max, it was a strange old game. There was a momentum swings and up and down and 8 points in the end. And there was just some key moments probably in the second half, definitely, that was the difference.
Yeah, there was lots of positives throughout the whole game. So as much as it's really a deflating loss, there's things we can work on. We've got two more rounds to really nail. And yeah, as you said, it was lots of momentum shifts. We couldn't just consolidate when we had it going. So yeah, a bit disappointing, but yeah.
To try and obviously one of the better teams in the competition this season. So to try and match it with them for the whole four quarters was probably the thing, and just a couple of times there was just able to let them get away with it.
Yeah, well, you're right. There was a few times that they kicked a few in a row, which was a bit disappointing. But we know that we'll come in Monday. You won't know whether we win or lose if you didn't know the score. We'll work through it and improve for next week.
Max, thanks for joining us. Tom King, Ben Castanilia and Mark Neild talking to you from up in the K-Rock box. You're making life difficult for yourself if you want to be in September, aren't you?
Bit frustrating that, but you know, it'll be sweeter when we do it tough. So different to last year for sure, but I think we got the group going well, and we clearly showed tonight that when we play our best footy, it's very hard to stop. So yeah, plenty of positives to come out of it.
It's coming out of your hands though. It's going to rely on other teams falling over the next couple of weeks. Are you one of those that does ladder predictors or looks ahead of you, or you just let what's happening take care of itself?
I wasn't aware of that till you said that. I thought if we won the next two would be all right, but it's a bit annoying, but I think we'll be right.
Max, do you think when Jeremy Cameron marked that ball in the third quarter, do you think he was in Hearn Hill or do you think he was in Lara? Were you in any position to see where he marked? He seemed to be way out of bounds.
Honestly, I didn't really pay attention. It was a bloody hectic game. It was a hectic stage of the game. I think they're on top of us at that stage.
He kicked it 7-4, which is a reasonable sort of effort from a forward. Your effort, I mean, you had a lot sort of go wrong, and they uncontested possession, particularly in the second and third quarter. They absolutely dominated you with just being able to move the ball in uncontested fashion. But, I mean, you've mentioned there plenty of positives. You've stuck at it. You've gone down by 8 points, and you've really only sort of played footy in patches, albeit you're up against a very good opposition who obviously can limit a side's ability to move the footy.
They're a good team, obviously, and we probably didn't do our best in some stages restricting their ball movement, and yeah, it's what it is, I guess. And as I've said a lot already, we'll rock up on Monday and we'll work on it and we'll improve for next week.
For the drain man, block drains cleared fast. Speaking with Max Holmes from the Cats, he's Mark Neild.
G'day, Max. Hey, mate. Look, it was a great game to watch. It was entertaining, and both sides had momentum, as you mentioned. Both sides, you play quick when you got the footy. Now, Collingwood renowned for that speed. Is that what it feels like when you're out there? Like, what do their midfield do that other midfield you've come up against this year don't?
That's a tough question, actually.
Sorry, mate.
You know, they're quality players in there. You got the Goey, you got Taylor Adams, who's done it for a long time. Obviously they got plenty of class in there, and they spread really well. We went in wanting to outspread them this week, but we didn't quite do that, so obviously they got up, but yeah.
All right, that's okay. Hey, mate, another one. Shannon Neal playing his first game for the year. In the end there, he was in the ruck a little bit. What was it like adjusting to a new, possibly taller ruckman? What did you think of his first game?
Yeah, I thought he was really good. He's had a great year, last year in the VFL as well. He's going to be a quality player. He works very hard, and we're all really happy for him to come in this week. And yeah, I thought he did really well. Was unlucky not to get the chocolates on the scoreboard, but yeah, he was very good.
Max, game number 50 next week for you. I suppose that's miles away from your mind at the moment, but another little milestone in what we hope is a long and fruitful career for the Cats. Commiserations tonight. Look forward to seeing you next Saturday night at Marvel Stadium against the Saints.
Yep, thanks, guys. See you later.
Max Holmes joining us there. Thanks to the Drain Man. Blocked drains cleared fast. Well, that is the Drain Man.
The post-match interview.